Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys and gals, how you doing? This is the Big Dog. Benny Hansen Jr. coming at you live from Big Dog Radio, brought to you by the one and only Fighting Words Radio Network, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today's program. It's a very special program. 25 years ago, I remember my cousin Stephen coming to me and saying, hey, you have to check this guy out, this new country singer, man. He's awesome. He's this and he's that. I was not a huge country music fan. I was more of a, you know, Motley Crue, Megadeth, Metallica, Aussie kind of guy. But I like a little bit of country. So I checked this guy out one night. I was on listening to the radio, and this song came across the radio, and it was the voice. The meaning of the song was just awesome. But the voice is what really captured me more than anything. And the song was "You've Got to Stand for Something." And of course, the singer, songwriter, entertainer was Aaron Tippin. And anybody who knows myself or my cousin, we are huge, big Aaron Tippin fans. He has been a great entertainer and an awesome singer, songwriter. I mean, great songs as "My Blue Angel," "That's the Closest I Get to Loving You," "Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio," "The Stars and Stripes," of course. "You've Got to Stand for Something." Now he's celebrating 25 years of Aaron Tippin. You could get his new album there at aarontippin.com. Recently, I got to sit down and speak with Aaron about 25 years of Aaron Tippin. Now, this is pre-recorded, so excuse me for any kind of lack of quality of this it may be. But be sure to enjoy and be sure to check out Aaron Tippin at aarontippin.com. Here it is.
Thank you.
when you've got a stamp or something come out. And get this, I actually broke up with a girl because we were sitting at her house one day and your video came on of That Still Fucking Loving You, and she actually changed it to go to MTV, and that was the downfall of our relationship. And so,
I'd rather not, but I gotta ask, in your opinion, when you turn on the music, when you turn on
DMT. Comes to your mind, I mean, what are you hearing? Well, you know, like, it's obviously very different from music that I've been, you know, over so many years. You know, I've got a bunch of stories about that, you know, and because I know a lot of my colleagues, you know, they're just different. But I sound like you know, they're good, and, you know, but I remember one day I was, you know, on an airplane, they're going to sit down. You know, that changes the game of life. You know, I'm P-29, I'm a German. Maybe they're pushing my house line up to play. And it's not, you know, but I was going to, a change for the different bus stop and I had a feeling or coach, and I was where it wasn't going. But anyway, they were just a ton of young slow riders getting on the airplane. And I was sitting there, you know, and I was saying, hi, hey, there, and they walked by me, you know, and, you know, they just looked at me, man, they keep walking, you know, and I was found these old guys sitting beside me, leaned over and said, I guess I know who you are, dude, but I need to play, you know what? I said, no, I don't know who I am, and I ain't here, that's even important. I do know it. This is their day, and it's not maybe here, so let's share it. I think we didn't worry too much about where your kid is going or where he is now, but it really ain't where he is, it's where he's going. And you know, they're pretty young, you know, and it's a swing right back to a traditional country that somewhere out there, there might be a range of traps and turns of the world on its own. And, you know, I don't pay it too much. You know, I don't work on it. And if people want to do it, they get stuck around the Nashville and their ideas of what it ought to be. But it'll come back. Later on in the day, Doc told me he's seen the pendulum swing four times. He said, relax, sit down, take a seat.
Amen. I want to keep it simple, sir. I got to ask you this. Now, as far as touring, how differently has it changed for you as far as, you know, 36, now 56? Now, how has it, you know, been on Earth now? Is it like quarantine? Or, I mean, you know, how's it
been? Well, I've been pretty much just, you know, about two or three lives of life. I mean, we ain't.
Are you selling your wine? I've seen the ads back in the
day. I mean, so good, man. We did a 25-year deal. Don't you get out, don't you? Go to stonehousewinery.com. It's winery in Crossville, Tennessee. Between a couple of those folks, we got a delicious blackberry bottle wine. It's coming out like 25 years here.
I have something that you autograph and that I remember you got recessed.
did was he autographed a boxing glove for me, of all things. A boxing glove. And I remember this because when I interviewed you 10 years ago, it was for a boxing site, and I was talking about fitness, you know. And at the last end, it was funny as heck because I said, hey, Sam, what the hell you want to say? He goes, yeah, I love boxing. I'm like, really, Aaron? Come on. You know, it was really cool of you, but I remember I autographed this when you told me. You said, I have never autographed anything, you know, like this as far as I'm like, I don't say that. He's checked me over here. He's good. Well, I have a lot of things. Listen, I'm going to keep it to us. I heard just one more question. Well, your fans out there, check out Antifa.com. He is done touring. He will be at the Grand Ole Opry, I believe, June 30th, if I'm correct. To the fans out there listening, what would you like to say to the ones out there, the newer fans or the ones that have been following you for 25 years? You know, what I'd like to say is that I'm doing it. I take the opportunity to go get this new album. Just go to AntiFa.com, all you want, because I'm telling you, it's the best project I've ever put out. It's the best way that I can say thank you. I mean, for all the years and all the wonderful memories that I have, that's what it is. What I have left in this career are great memories, and I cherish each and every one of them. Every time I see somebody say, man, I love your music, man, I really shake their hands, say, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful 25 years. What else could I ask for? I'm just very thankful. Please join with me and help me celebrate. Get you up on the line, get you out, get you up.
And that was Aaron Tippin. Be sure to check out AaronTippin.com. Thank you.